Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hold on to your butts, folks. Blue Jays on the corners. One out. The Dodgers lead by one. Yamamoto's 0-2. Coming to Kerr. Broken back. Ground ball. Betts has it. Steps on the bag. The throw to first. Double play! From backs against the wall to back to back. The Dodgers cement their dynasty. They win Game 7 in extra innings. 5-4 the final. They mob Yamamoto on the left side of the mound.
I saw a gorgeous picture of Steven Nelson on one of the buses during the parade, smiling the biggest bleep-eating grin that you have ever seen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Good for him, man, to be a part of that kind of thing.
I'm really happy for him. And yet, you know, that's a kid who grew up loving the White Sox and wanting to be a White Sox announcer and happens to fall into being a Dodgers announcer. Now he's got a couple of rings.
And the Dodgers win back-to-back. The Blue Jays and their fans are obviously crushed. One of the greatest World Series of all time. And it rivals the 75 series. It rivals 2001. It rivals 2016.
Rivals 93.
Yeah, it does. There was just some incredible ups and downs, and the quality of defensive plays in Game 7 alone was outrageous. Like just it pops into your mind the 3-6-3 double play that Vlad Guerrero started. And his attitude and his vibe the entire time, he is so worthy of being one of the faces of baseball. And I ended up wanting that World Series so much for him and the ring he was going to give his father, who never won one. It's just, I mean, there was just a million different things about the postseason which resonated with all the baseball fans in our listening audience.
October rocked. They got so much stuff right, and it's matchups, and the matchups played a big part in it. Other than like the Dodgers kind of romping their way into the World Series, everything else, like that series with the Phillies, is like, wow, it's not going to happen for Philadelphia again.
Yeah,
that's wild. And then you flip over to the AL side, The series between Cleveland and Detroit to start things off.
Oh, my God.
Was absolutely amazing.
After they had battled all season long, the fact that the Jays held off the Yankees for the division in the final week and then had to play them and take care of them in the playoffs again. And Aaron Judge had some terrific moments, but the Yankees leave unsatisfied. How about Seattle, man?
Yes.
Like, I was emotionally all in on Seattle after the Cubs were done. Because I loved those superstars. Cal Raleigh is an MVP, and Julio Rodriguez with as a five-tool marvel with a great vibe, and I wanted them. But the Toronto said no, and then I fell in love with the Blue Jays. Yeah, I was rooting against the Dodgers for my own reasons, but I fell in love with the Blue Jays. They were impossible not to fall in love with, stylistically, the way that they played.
That World Series, and I'd done a pod on House of L after Game 3, and like, even if it ends up Dodgers in five, I feel like this is already a classic World Series based on the first three games of it. And then they just kept making it better. Like, the games got better. And you're sitting there going, oh, like, I can't believe that Toronto didn't cash in on this. Or when they're leaving L.A., you're like, wow, look at this.
Just got to win one or two in Toronto. No problem.
Right. The Dodgers are in trouble. Like, the Dodgers are in trouble. And they have to go back to Toronto and that crazy, awesome crowd that the Blue Jays had there.
Yeah, man. And Toronto had their chances. Addison Barger getting caught off second on a great double play by Kike Hernandez in Game 6. And then the
catch at second base was that was a really incredible play.
Like Miguel Rojas getting that.
Kike's play was great.
Yeah,
but
both of them.
But the scoop to stay balanced and on the bag by Rojas on that play was really awesome. And then you have these moments, and Gausman is out there, and he dealt.
Yeah, he did.
But he kept running into Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. So it looks worse than it actually was for him.
And Yamamoto being the dude at the end, one of the best pitchers on the planet, but really what, the fifth or sixth guy you think of when you think of the Dodgers, truth be told, during the course of the year, but he was great all year. And then getting his Randy Johnson on, you know.
I'll go back out there.
When he wanted to warm up for that Game 3, when he went out there and warmed up for Game 3, you're like, all right, this is a special dude. And then he pitches Game 6 and comes in relief in Game 7, and it's a very worthy MVP.
Threw, 90 pitches in Game 6 and had no problem getting up and being like, yeah, I got it. Let's go. Like, give me the ball. Let's go out there. Let's make some plays. I don't know if you saw it. I think we talked a little bit about it in the meeting. Before Game 7, the Fox guys were talking with Mookie Betts. And Mookie's up there on the dais with those guys, and he's talking about it. He's like, yeah, you know, it's been rough. Like, I haven't played great. And he had come up with the game-winning hit in Game 6. He's like, I haven't really played great. And he was down on himself. And Derek Jeter was like, stop. So you're playing incredible shortstop for your team. And that alone is enough for a team to and it was just like this beautiful moment.
That's awesome.
Where
Jeter's helping Mookie feel good about himself.
Yes. And this is a guy that already has three rings.
And Mookie was the reason, one of the big reasons the Red Sox won in 18. He's like one of the big reasons a lot of teams have been great.
He's one of the best players in the world. And there he was with Poppy and Jeter.
Yeah.
And those guys are like, nah, dude, you're playing great.
Man.
Like, I thought that, and there was a lot of that. Both sides, by the way. Like, those guys love it on Vladdy as well because of how much, like, his dad meant to them.
Yeah, and a big relationship that Vlad Jr. has with Big Poppy.
Yes. So seeing all of that stuff kind of culminate where I thought baseball threw a great party in October.
I think that's true and well said. I ended up needing to write to kind of process my feelings about having lost my dad in June. And we talked about it a little bit the other day, but I wrote about it this morning and put it on the website. You can see it at 670thescore.com. Because, like, I was emotionally invested and intellectually invested to this postseason, like maybe no postseason ever in my life. And you correctly called it out in terms of the Cubs component of it. And I hadn't realized like how deeply I was feeling it in the stands with Christine and just also being near it.
Well, think about your year with the Cubs.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But it's been a big year for you with that team.
But yes, but even when they were done, I picked the Mariners, and I was like emotionally invested in the Mariners, and then I fell for the Blue Jays, and I was emotionally invested in the Blue Jays, and I was intellectually invested. Like, I was reading everything along the way. Like, how much context on Will Klein does a man really need?
You need as much as you can get.
Well, I did, and I was sharing it with everybody that I possibly could.
The baseball writers did a great job. Like, our guy Russ Dorsey did an amazing job of writing about the World Series. Like, all over the place, there was incredible content for us to take in.
Yeah, and I was reading all of it and reading everything because I was trying to connect with my dad, who's gone, and I realized after this thing was over, my dad was alive during this baseball season. Like, we talked about storylines during the year that didn't play out until the season ended. And once the season ended, it hit me like a freaking ton of bricks, man. Because, like metaphorically, I was doing what I could to keep him alive during the postseason. And I was talking to everybody because I couldn't talk to him, and reading everything, and I couldn't connect with him. So it's just, grief is a bitch, man, and it takes a long time. It's not linear, and I needed this postseason to help process my grief. So I ended up writing about it because I can't talk to him. So the best thing I can do is just kind of offer the column and just kind of offer myself to baseball, which I always have because I've always been trying to reach him through doing it. So, man, I just didn't realize how down I was going to be when the season ended, because I'm always down when the season ends. I always make a point to go to the Sox, a Sox game, White Sox game.
You should always see your team one last time.
Yeah.
Even as angry as I've been.
You got to go one more time, right?
You should always go see your team one last time.
And I just, in this town, I go to try to say goodbye to baseball. If there's no playoffs coming, all right, let's go say goodbye, whichever team is in town last. But, man, I said goodbye to baseball on Saturday night, and I was not happy that it was gone. So, man, it's just...
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to talk about it, and you had a chance to write about it. I was at my parents' house on Saturday, and so...
Oh, that's nice.
I'm getting ready to leave, and my mom's like, what are you going to do for the rest of the day? I said, well, there's some college football stuff I need to catch up on, and then I'm locked in on the World Series. So my dad hasn't really been into baseball. He's been more into football. Like, he wants to know when Patrick Mahomes is playing. He wants to know when the Bears are on, and that keeps his attention. And he's starting to watch a little bit of Alabama football. And I said, you have to watch tonight. And he's like, why? I said, because the greatest player who's ever lived is starting the game tonight. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, Dodgers have this guy named Shohei Ohtani.
You had to explain it all from the jump.
Yes. I'm like, he's the greatest player who's ever lived. And my father was just like, no. Like he had the real skeptical look on his face. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This dude went out and struck out 10 guys and hit 3 home runs. Like, he's amazing. And they paid him $700 million. And that's when my mother was like, oh, wow.
You have my attention.
That is a lot of money that they paid that young man.
And did they watch it with you?
No.
For a little while?
I went home. It was earlier in the day.
Yeah, and that was late
night. Yeah, but I just wanted to put them on it to get them to at least check in on it.
Man.
But that's the type of cool thing that baseball it is.
Like, totally.
The fact that you had to... And I was talking to friends where, you know, there was a little bit of America versus Canada. And I said, yeah, but not really.
Not really.
It's Toronto versus LA.
And all the players are from all over the world.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I was talking to one of my really good friends who was dug in on it. And I'm like, look, when you look at the Dodgers, look at their team. Their best player's from Japan.
Yeah.
Second best player is Canadian. Third best player is a brother from Memphis. Uh-huh. Fourth best player is from the Dominican Republic. And we keep like going down the line with like this hodgepodge of what ideally you would want America to be.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
and it plays out on the Dodgers the same way that it plays out on the Jays, where you have all of these guys from different, and with the Jays, you also have the tie-in of these are these kids that we used to see in videos and pictures with their dads at the ballpark.
It's the best, man.
And now they got a chance to win a World Series.
Can I give you one more? My friend Noah told me he's dating a woman, and they had a date on Saturday night. And he said to her, look, this is going to sound weird, but I need to watch this baseball game with my dad. I got to watch this with him. And she said, no, I understand. And he said, you want to come? She said, okay. And she went down and she met his parents for the first time.
What a great way to do it.
And they watched the game. And on the way down, he said to her, yeah, I'm glad you're coming. If I end up half the man that my dad is, then I will have done pretty well. And she said, did you ever tell him that? He said, no, I haven't. So he told his dad that.
That's beautiful.
Is that gorgeous? And they all watched the game together Saturday night.
That's what sports at its best can do. You know, it can help you kind of walk through some of the grief of losing your dad. It's another way for me to connect with mine.
Yep.
And you had this thing where, look at the numbers.
27 million people.
In America, 15 million in Canada.
It's crazy.
And that's another part of it where it's like, there are all the connection between Vladdy connecting the Expos fans to the Blue Jays fans. Yeah. And that's a blood rivalry.
Yeah, seriously.
And so you have this kid that everyone saw grow up in front of us, and him connecting the entire country of baseball fans for what it was, and to live in that space. As baseball fans, we were lucky. We got treated. And then, Speaks, when we were supposed to say goodbye to baseball, baseball said, no.
Giving you one more, baby.
We got two more innings for you. We're not done. We're not done. We don't want anyone to go to sleep. We got two more innings of baseball for you to enjoy at the highest level with the highest stakes.
Just wonderful stuff. Really glad we got a chance to process it. And Alex, it was before 6:05.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.